And just in time for the holiday season, Apple will begin selling its iPhones in France, Germany, and Britain. Apple's been hyping the November launch, but the iPhone will be a tougher sell in Europe. The network may be slow, and then there are the hackers to worry about. Corey Moore reports.
Not one to be shy about promoting his company, Apple CEO Steve Jobs is busy pushing his much-anticipated fall launch of the iPhone in the UK. He spoke last week at one of the company's London retail stores.
It is the best iPod we've ever made. It's awesome for music. It's awesome for video. The screen is really nice.
But Jobs has gone on the offensive against iPhone unlocking hacks. Over the last few weeks, hackers, including a 17-year-old kid from New Jersey, have cracked several codes in unlocking the device. That allows it to be used on cell phone networks other than AT&T, the carrier that supplies the iPhones in the U.S. Hackers from Europe have been busy, too. They claim to have already completely unlocked the iPhone using a blank SIM card which goes inside. And if that isn't discouraging enough for Apple, critics complain the iPhone will work slower overseas. The phones might not be able to take advantage of faster European wireless networks. But Jobs counters the iPhone will use Wi-Fi technology and will work faster. As for hackers, the Apple chief is determined to thwart them, although he hasn't said exactly how he'll make that happen.
Hackers will try to break into the house, and we'll try to put on stronger locks on the doors. And it's never ending. So that's just the way it is.
For NPR News, I'm Corey Moore.